the offer to rebuild and to be in charge of the rebuilding of a place, many parts of which right now, even if people move back, they would have nowhere to live safely because there are still unexploded munitions and debris and rubble.
I think they let him out to dry. So the same government that financed the destruction of this is now going to finance the reconstruction of it and somehow move 2 million people against their will off this property. Just doesn't make any sense.
Well, you just stated the main point that has yet to be acknowledged by either President Trump or Secretary Rubio. It's this callous disregard for the lives of human beings. However much you want to support Israel, you know, we as Americans are not interested in the destruction of human life in Gaza. That's not something that we all agreed to do. It's something that should be judged as reprehensible. The idea that we will take this over and rebuild everything sounds wonderful until you get to the question of what happens to the population that lives there. And the underlying truth is that President Trump and Netanyahu are both agreed that these people will be forcibly removed.